Now, we may think of bread as just a pleasant addition to a good meal, but for most of recorded history, bread has been essential. With it, you lived. Without it, you perished. Francine Seguin is the author of a cookbook called The Philosopher's Kitchen. She says bread goes back even further than you think.
It was the ancient Egyptians who first created leavened raised bread back in about 2000 BC. They used wheat and also barley flours. By 1100 BC, Egyptian markets were filled with bread stalls, and there were dozens of famous bread makers. There are lots of hieroglyphics that explain how the Egyptians kneaded bread. They kneaded the bread with their feet. Maybe that's what gave the Italians the idea of how to crush grapes. The Egyptians taught the ancient Greeks this foot kneading and other baking techniques. In ancient times, there were basically two baking techniques that they used: baking directly on hot ashes or fire, and baking in an enclosed hot container, like a terracotta pot or an oven. There's archaeological evidence from the Etruscan period in Italy, the 8th century BC, for a type of focaccia, a dough baked under hot ashes and then topped with olive oil, salt, herbs. The Romans later called that type of bread panis focus, which evolved into the word that we use, focaccia. Bread was a staple for the ancient Greeks. They made flavored breads with hundreds of different types of flavorings and seasonings: poppy seeds, raisins, cabbage, lettuce leaves, marjoram, fennel, rosemary. And they baked with lots of kinds of flour: barley, rye, rice flour. But their favorite was wheat. And the ancient Greeks even created a myth about the origins of wheat. The story goes that the goddess Demeter had lost her daughter Persephone, who was abducted by Hades, the god of the underworld, and so she asked a man to help her to find her daughter. The man helped, and as a gift to man, Demeter gave him grains of wheat. I recreated one of the earliest recipes. It's called herbed crisps. It's documented in an interesting book that's really a series of books written by a Greek who was living in Rome in the 1st century BC. He had a very famous library with 500- and 600-year-old Greek books. And it details a recipe from a book called Bread Making by a 4th century BC Greek. And this recipe is pretty simple and really shows what the essence, the basics of bread were back then. You just take an egg, a little splash of white wine, some olive oil, a little dash of honey, and a cup of flour, salt, and mix it all together with about a quarter cup of herbs, any kind that you like. And then just roll it out, cut it up, put it in the oven for 4 or 5 minutes, and it just bakes up as these little quick crisps. Don't even need leavening. Delicious.
Francine Seguin is the author of The Philosopher's Kitchen, Recipes from Ancient Greece and Rome for the Modern Cook.